Jāviṣṇupāt Paramahaṃsa Paribrājaka-cārya Stotra Satya Sri Srimad His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai Ananta Koti Vaiṣṇava-vṛnda ki jai Nāma-cārya Harirās Thakura ki jai Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadādhar Sri Vāsādi Gaura Bhakta-vṛnda ki jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Syamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana ki jai Vrindavan Dham ki jai Navadvip Dham ki jai Bhakti Devi ki jai Tulsi Maharani ki jai Jamuna Devi ki jai Ganga Devi ki jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Gaur Premanande All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Taral Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Vakivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata So This is our third day of this Bhagavat Saptaha. And this particular format perhaps is unique. So I have printed out sheets. We are going to finish up where we left off last night in Canto 4. So one of your sheets should have Canto 4. Then also you should have sheets with Canto 5 and Canto 6. So please have that so that you can follow along with tonight's itinerary. The format of this Bhagavat Saptaha is a overview, section by section, not just chapter, but within each chapter I have gone through the Srimad Bhagavatam and broken it out into subsections. So we're going to go through that. Now, because of time constraints, we can only go through the cantos very quickly, and then on certain select sections, I will speak a little more thoroughly. In the future, we intend to do more of these Bhagavat Saptahas, and we will do some in more detail. But this first one is simply an overview. So I will tell you where we're starting from Canto 4. But for now, before each program, I recite an invocation which gives you something to set your mind so you have the proper mood and attitude. I've already chanted the Shikshastakam verse Trinadapi Sunichena because that is the instruction of Lord Chaitanya. Devotees should constantly wear around their necks that shloka because that shloka is the secret to success of spiritual life. Number one, to always be meek and humble. Number two, to tolerate all kinds of adversities and dualities and upsets. And number three, to offer respects to every living entity because every living entity carries Krishna in their heart. And number four, to be devoid of all sense of false prestige. And just to always remember that I am simply nothing more, nothing less than the insignificant servant of Krishna. So today's invocation is from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The scene is when Lord Chaitanya received Nam Diksha, the initiation into the chanting of the holy name, from his spiritual master Ishwara Puri. And Lord Chaitanya was explaining this to Prakashananda Saraswati. So Lord Chaitanya said that at the time of his Harinam initiation, this is what his spiritual master told him. My dear child, continue chanting, dancing, and performing Sankirtan in association with devotees. Furthermore, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam. For by this process, you will be able to deliver all fallen souls. Now this is after Lord Chaitanya had achieved perfection with his chanting. He had already executed the order of his spiritual master, and he went back to his guru and said, you told me simply chant this Maha Mantra, but I'm feeling the hairs of my body stand on end. My voice is choking up. I'm feeling all kinds of ecstasies. My throat is choking up. Please tell me what I'm doing wrong. And Ishwara Puri told him, no, you have followed my instructions and you have achieved the success in chanting the holy name of God. So after that, this is when Ishwara Puri told him, even though you have achieved perfection, you should continue dancing, chanting, and performing Sankirtan. What we're doing tonight, this is Sankirtan. This is the recommended process of self-realization in the age of Kali. And then he told him to preach. And we see that Srila Prabhupada has also given his disciples and their disciples the same instruction. Go out and preach the message of love of God. Lord Chaitanya continues, saying this, my spiritual master taught me a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the essence of all the Bhagavatam's instructions. So that's why I selected this verse tonight as invocation. Because according to Ishwara Puri and confirmed by Lord Chaitanya, this verse is the essence of the 18,000 shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. Here's the translation. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to the devotee becomes agitated and loudly chants the holy name. So let's all loudly chant. Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama. The devotee also laughs, cries, becomes agitated, and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. So that is the mood. You now heard the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. If you're ready to proceed and you're going to hear with rapt attention, that means cell phones off. Otherwise, you can't have rapt attention. And that we learned the first day. That is the secret to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Rapt attention. If you're ready to proceed, put your hands over your heart and repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So if you're following on your sheets, we're in Canto 4, and the section is called Dhruva Katha. So this particular section, I'm very familiar with. So I'm going to speak a little bit about Dhruva. So the story of Dhruva is very encouraging to devotees. Dhruva, he had two mothers. He had his real mother, but his real mother had a co-wife. So King Uttanapad had two wives, and the other wife was his favorite. Dhruva's mother was not the king's favorite. The other wife, she was younger, and she was the favorite of the king. So one day, young Dhruva, 5-year-old boy, naturally he comes to see his father and wants to sit on his father's lap. But the other mother, not Dhruva's mother, the co-wife, she did not want Dhruva to sit on his father's lap. And she told him, "No, if you want to sit on the king's lap, you'll have to take another birth from my womb. Then you can sit on your father's lap." And to this 5-year-old Dhruva, this was very, very heartening. He couldn't believe that he was not allowed to sit on his father's lap. And he became brokenhearted, and he went to his own real mother. And he said, "Why is this going on? And she explained that, "Yes, your father does not consider me in the same way that he sees the other wife. What can we do?" So Dhruva became very angry and determined. And he said, "I want to achieve the greatest kingdom that there can be. How can I achieve my goal?" And so Dhruva's mother's name was Suniti. And she told Dhruva that she had heard that great sages and saints and sadhus, they go to the forest and they worship God, and by worshiping God, their desires are fulfilled. So hearing this from his mother, 5-year-old boy left his home and he went to the forest. And the great saint Narada Muni had heard what was going on. So he went to find out where was Dhruva. And Narada wanted to test to see how serious Dhruva was. So Narada said to Dhruva, "Dhruva, you're only a 5-year-old boy. You should be playing. You should be enjoying life. Why do you want to do these austerities and penances? You can do that later on. Right now you're young. You should play and have fun." And Dhruva said to Narada, "Stop this. If you're not going to help me, then go away. I want to do this. I want this kingdom." So Narada was impressed that Dhruva was very determined. And that's an important point. If you want success in spiritual life, you have to be determined. You have to fix your mind. Once you have this determination, then you can be successful. So Narada, he instructed Dhruva how to worship Krishna in the forest. And Narada also instructed Dhruva how to worship the deity. And the forest was known as Madhuvan, one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan. So that's a very special forest. And alongside worshipping the deity, Dhruva was given a powerful mantra to worship the Lord. And Narada gave him this mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Go ahead. Prabhupada writes that when the mantra is chanted by a powerful pure devotee, it has more effect. How is it that this ISKCON movement grew in the early days? Prabhupada's early disciples were hippies. How was it that those hippies were able to go out and also open up temples? It's because, how did Prabhupada start this movement? Simply by sitting down in Tompkins Square Park underneath a tree and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, come on Krishna, Krishna Krishna, I don't hear you. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So because Prabhupada was a pure, empowered devotee, and the hippies heard the sound vibration, they heard the pure chanting, they became empowered, and they were able to do amazing things. And it all started with Prabhupada chanting under that tree in Tompkins Square Park in New York City. Everything comes from sound vibration. Even the creation of the cosmos begins with sound vibration. So Dhruva practiced chanting the mantra, and the Bhagavatam explains, first month he was doing this kind of austerity, then he increased it month by month, and by the sixth month, he was performing such severe penances, the whole universe was suffocating. The demigods were saying, we can't take it. This boy's austerities is so powerful. So they went and they asked, what do we do now? Please do something. So the Lord agreed, within 6 months of serious devotional service, the Lord appeared to Dhruva Maharaj. I have been chanting for how many years? 40 years? Still Krishna has not appeared. There's a difference between Dhruva's chanting and my chanting. But should I give up? I should chant and chant lifetime after lifetime, and one day Krishna will reveal himself. So even if it takes millions of lifetimes, let it be. But I will not give up this process. Who also will never give up this process of chanting? Very good. Very, very good. That's determination. Just like Rukmini, when she wrote her letter to Krishna, those of you who continue to come on Saturday, when we go to Om's house, where is Om? There he is. We're going to hear about Rukmini and her letter. And in that letter, Rukmini said, I am not fit, perhaps I am not fit, but I am prepared to take 100 births until I can become your wife. That's determination. That is what's required. Determination. So within 6 months, the Lord appeared to Dhruva. His name was Prishni Garbha. Everybody say. And now, Prishni Garbha says to Dhruva, I know what is the desire in your heart. And we know that Krishna knows, because where is Krishna? In the heart. He knows everything that we're thinking, feeling. He's sanctioning everything, so he's fully aware. So the Lord told Dhruva, I am going to fulfill your desire. You are going to rule the earth for 36,000 years. And not only that, your senses will not grow old. We all, those of us who are in our 60s, we know what it's like. The senses, they're not so powerful. But Dhruva's senses for 36,000 years remained powerful and ruled the earth. Then the Lord said, then after 36,000 years, I have waiting for you your own planet. And I will live on your planet. And there you will remain forever. And that planet is called Dhruvaloka, or the pole star. And all the planets in the universe revolve around that pole star, Dhruvaloka. It is the residence of Lord Vishnu. And that's Dhruva's planet. So Dhruva got what we call the trifecta. The Lord appeared to him. The Lord gave him rule of the earth for 36,000 years with youthful senses. And then after that, his own planet where the Lord would be. And then the Lord disappeared. Now you would think, after such happenings, Dhruva should be happy. You would be happy, wouldn't you? If tomorrow Krishna came and said same thing to you, you'd be happy, but not Dhruva. Dhruva actually chastised himself. He said, I am such a fool. Here it is, I perform severe penances and austerities, and I was praying for something very insignificant, a kingdom, when I should have prayed just for the Lord. And Dhruva said, it is like a person accepting a broken piece of glass instead of a diamond. If you don't know, you might be cheated, because a diamond and glass can look exactly the same. And those who are cheaters will say, I have this diamond. It's worth 10,000. You just give me 1,000. But the guy knows it's only glass. But because I don't know, I think, oh, look at this diamond that I bought. I paid $1,000. For some piece of glass. Because in the material world, it's the world of the cheaters and the cheated. That is what Bhakti Siddhanta said. That's what's going on in the world. Somebody is cheating and somebody is being cheated. But if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll not be cheated. If you read Prabhupada's books, you'll not be cheated. So that's my next message. Read Prabhupada's books so you don't get cheated, because there is this American mantra, a sucker born every minute. Don't be a sucker. Don't be cheated, because there are tons of cheaters out there. One of them is in the White House. So don't be cheated. Know what is the truth. Know what is right and what is wrong. Kamlesh, what's the best easy book to know what is right and what is wrong? Bhagavad Gita. And then, after Bhagavad Gita, what do you read? Srimad Bhagavatam. These two books, you read these, you'll never get cheated. So, Dhruva accepted, he chastised himself saying, I worship the Lord for a broken piece of glass, some paltry kingdom. Instead, I should have worshipped the Lord just for the Lord. In other words, Dhruva was thinking, pure devotional service, that's a diamond. Pure devotional service means you worship and serve the Lord just out of love, not for some kingdom. So, Dhruva lived his life like that. And when it came after the 36,000 years, when it was time for Dhruva to die, death personified came. And when death personified came, Lord Narayan sent a Vaikuntha aeroplane. And Dhruva, how did he get on the aeroplane? He stepped on the head of death. That's what the way to go. Death came, oh, thank you very much, stepped on the head of death and boarded his own private plane. There were two servants of Narayan with him, escorting him. Then Dhruva thought, oh, what about my mother? And then he saw in another airplane, his mother was also going to that abode, his own Dhruva spiritual planet. So Dhruva, the story of Dhruva is what you call a success story. He got everything material. He got everything spiritual. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra.